Are you ready to start your own website? Bluehost offers reliable hosting with 24/7 support at an affordable cost. Effective Nerd uses Bluehost for all of our website needs, and you can get hosting for as low as $3.95 per month. Head over to effectivenerd.com/hosting to get started. That's effectivenerd.com/hosting. Now on to the show. Welcome to Effective Nerd Quick Hits, a podcast for creators and artists to get big information in a small amount of time. I'm your host, Aaron Yara from EffectiveNerd.com. Hey everyone, this is Aaron Yara from EffectiveNerd.com, and today we're going to talk about 10 simple ways to decrease phone distractions. Being an independent creator means you have to play a lot of roles. You're your own marketing team, you handle finances, and on top of all that, you make the art that makes everything else possible. This typically means that you're spending a lot of time on phones, tablets, and computers. There's an app for basically everything. This doesn't even take personal use into account. It's very easy to be constantly distracted by your phone or your devices. There's a never-ending spout of information waiting for you at all times. The internet has turned science fiction into reality. Who wouldn't want to spend a lot of time with their phone when it provides all of this information? Like anything else, there are good and bad uses of time and energy. We only have a finite amount of each every day. In order to be productive artists and creators, we must budget these resources accordingly. Today we're going to discuss ways in which we can limit phone distractions. While our cell phones are amazing tools, they need to be used responsibly. Our technology should add to our creative endeavors instead of pulling us away from them. Tip number one, remove unnecessary apps regularly. There are millions of apps out there just waiting to be downloaded. A lot of software does not function properly, and it does not fit our needs. These apps most likely outnumber the apps that you love and use regularly. It is very easy to install an app, use it once, and then forget about it. The reject goes on the shelf with the other unappreciated icons. It rots amongst the mediocre games, store-specific apps, and free trial software. The problem here is that these apps can have negative effects when not in use. You may continue to receive push notifications. A longer app list means it takes more time to navigate through your phone to the apps you do want to use. Your phone may also be slowed down by an app that may be running in the background that you aren't aware of. I like to go through my phone on a monthly basis, usually on the first of the month. Anything that I'm no longer using gets uninstalled. I try to keep the app list on my phone as tight as possible. This is one of the easiest things on this list to accomplish. You can set up a reminder to clean out your phone once a month and kind of recalibrate and rebalance the way you're using your phone. Tip 2, unsubscribe from unneeded emails. It's very easy to sign up for newsletters, and newsletter opt-ins are found in almost every online transaction, whether you're buying something or going to a website or you get a free offer for something. Every site wants you to sign up for their mailing list, including myself. Mailing lists are a great way to talk to your customers and talk to your audience. However, a few months worth of online interactions can lead to an inbox full of junk mail. And this isn't good for anyone, especially artists and creators, and especially when it comes time to get work done and there are emails in your inbox that you actually need to look at that are buried under all of these newsletters and junk emails. All these emails can easily become overwhelming and throw a wrench into our workflows and routines. I suggest unsubscribing from emails that you do not read on a consistent basis. That includes coupons for websites you will never use again. Let's not forget the reminder emails from your to-do list app or an app that you deleted months ago but still continue to receive emails for. The only exception to this rule is if you sign up for a newsletter for your favorite creative advice website, maybe one called Effective Nerd. I'm just kidding. Unsubscribing and going through your emails on a monthly basis can have a huge impact on your time because you don't spend the rest of the month sorting through these emails that are constantly coming in. Tip 3, don't put time-wasting apps on your home screen. We all have a few apps on our phone that we shouldn't. I'm talking about the guilty pleasure games, the multiple social media networks, the video streaming apps. While there's nothing wrong with having these on your phone, I mean, we all need Netflix sometimes, right? However, they can lead to distractions. We shouldn't always be displaying these apps where they're easily seen and easily accessed. Keeping them in the app drawer is good enough. Let's save the home screen space for apps and widgets that actually pertain to our creative goals. This will limit the temptation to waste time. Tip 4. Keep track of phone time. You can also try to identify the best and worst uses of your time on your phone. There's a big difference between networking and building relationships with your peers and your audience versus mindlessly scrolling through Facebook. There's always time to look at a few memes on Reddit. However, using these apps too much will take away from your productivity. Tip 5. Turn off unimportant notifications. My phone gets blasted with notifications all day long. It gives most of my friends anxiety. They love having a clean notification bar, and when they see my phone, mine is almost always full. I love getting a lot of notifications, at least for the most part. This is due to the fact that I mostly receive notifications that are important. I could do better about the spam emails, but most of my notifications are from real people that need real things from me. I started off this process by turning off likes on every social media app. You can always go into the app to see how many people like your post. It is more important that you're receiving notifications for comments, DMs, and other types of messages. This is especially true if you're trying to build an audience. I also turn off most notifications for games and apps that are not time sensitive. Most of the information we receive in notifications is not urgent. The information can wait until the next time we need to check the app. Tip 6. Use Do Not Disturb modes. Sometimes you need to get work done and can't deal with notifications at all. Many devices now offer options for silencing notifications for a period of time. It can be nice just to turn off all your notifications for a little while. This is a great option for those of you who are not ready to completely cut back on notifications. Do Not Disturb modes will help you get your feet wet when it comes to receiving less notifications. Tip 7. Check your browser settings. Many blogs and websites now use push notifications for alerting their audience of new content. While these messages can come directly from apps, a lot of them are scripts built into our web browsers. Effective Nerd uses it on our site. We use a company called OneSignal to send out push notifications. And it's really helpful when you are on the giving end of those push notifications, but being on the receiving end of too many notifications can hurt your productivity. Much like deleting unnecessary apps, you should also check your browser scripts and extensions on a regular basis. Turning off unneeded ones will decrease the amount of items filling up your shutter and the amount of notifications you receive on your devices. Tip 8. Limit the amount of games on your devices. If you frequent Effective Nerd, then you know that mobile gaming is one of my favorite activities. My love of mobile games makes it easy for me to clutter up my device. Luckily, I've developed my own system for limiting mobile gaming distractions. Typically, I will download a handful of games that look good. After playing each one, I will only keep the one game that I like best. I try to only keep two games on my phone at all times, one being the aforementioned game that I'm trying out. The other is typically one of my favorite games that I have constant cravings for, such as Hearthstone. But only having two games on my device at a time really helps limit the amount of time that I'm spending playing games on my mobile phone. Tip 9. Put apps into your folders by function. Navigating your device takes time. It may only be a second or two, but it adds up fast. Having a good organizational structure for your phone will cut down on the amount of time you actually spend navigating through your phone. It will also keep your fingers away from time-wasting apps. Tip 10. Automate common phone tasks. Cell phones are incredibly powerful and intuitive devices. While your fingers can quickly perform important tasks, your digital dexterity could be better spent elsewhere. You should always be looking for a way to get the same or more effect out of fewer screen taps. There are many ways to automate tasks on your phone. A lot of apps have built-in productivity features. There are also a variety of third-party applications. For example, there's a great app called If This Then That. I use this app to cut down on the number of actions needed for my productivity apps and my social media. For example, I can send my favorite tweets to Evernote, which helps me compile ideas for blog posts. What are your best tips to limit phone distractions? I hope you enjoyed and learned something from this list of ways to decrease phone distractions. Cell phone use is one of the biggest issues in modern time management, and overcoming this obstacle can do you wonders for your craft, your creativity, and your content. Do you have any special tips and tricks for limiting phone distractions that I may have missed? Let me know on social media. Until next time, peace. Thank you for listening to Effective Nerd Quick Hits. For more information on how you can level up your work, head over to EffectiveNerd.com. You can reach us on social media at EffectiveNerd. Quick Hits is hosted by Aaron Yara. The theme song is by MC Graffiti.